but it's related to what we were already talking about. Have you guys noticed with Colin Kaepernick and Floyd Mayweather? Like, I see a lot of sports columnists and also sports fans. They'll hate Colin Kaepernick, but they'll love Muhammad Ali. Or they'll hate Floyd Mayweather, but they'll love Jack Johnson. And they'll say stuff like, oh, Colin Kaepernick, he's like a selfish punk. He needs to take a lesson from Muhammad Ali. Or they'll say, Jack Johnson was honorable, but, you know, Mayweather, he's no Jack Johnson. Like, if you say Mayweather is basically exactly Jack Johnson, or Kaepernick is doing the same thing Muhammad Ali was doing at his peak, at his prime.
But to say that, you also got to say that Kaepernick's receiving the same kind of treatment Ali received when he did what he did.
Right.
Yeah.
Which they seem to ignore. I mean, like, Ali wasn't, you know, praised at the time. He was only praised after he wasn't able to stand up anymore.
Exactly.
And they do the same thing with Martin Luther King. They do the same thing with Malcolm X. It's like, you killed those guys. You hated them at the time when they were, you jailed them and you killed them. Right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
These people got to go, don't they? Like, you got to reference a guy that you killed. And when I say you, I mean, I'm charging that to them too, because they would have been with the shits if they were alive back then. So
that's
charging it to them too.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'll be on Twitter and I'll ask them, what is substantively different about Muhammad Ali protesting racism and the Vietnam War? Like, protesting, sitting out of war, why is that any better than standing up for an anthem? Like, you know, like, why do you like, and the truth is, the only, like Muhammad Ali, because and any of these people, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, or Jack Johnson, is because they were neutralized and they don't realize, like they actually think that they're racially enlightened and progressive. You know, they think, oh yeah, I like these guys for the right reasons and something wrong about these guys. And I'm like, no, you like those guys from the past because they ended up being safe. Like, Muhammad Ali at the end of his life was, his fortune was largely dwindled. He was taking pictures with old white men posing with his fist at their chin for fun, for money. Like that was one of his last hustles. Like, he was, you know, Jack Johnson was broke. You know, Malcolm X and Martin died. Like you said, like,
if buck breaking.
If those guys, buck breaking. If those guys who are making these comparison, if they were alive back then, they would have hated Muhammad Ali. Like, everybody wants to believe they're on the right side of history.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Not only that, I think it's also, it's a way for them to kind of put a bottle cap on the era of segregation, discrimination, and prejudice. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Jack Johnson, Muhammad Ali, that was back then when real racism
That's a great point.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I didn't even think about that. You're right. So you're saying that they're saying, hey, back then, the difference is it was real back then. Now we're in utopia. Oh, so they're like those guys that say, hey, we have a black president now. So
boom, there you go.
That's deep. I didn't think about that. That's a good note to end it on, man.
Well, they made that argument too, though, back in Muhammad Ali's day, they made the argument that things were better than. That's the argument they always use. We've progressed beyond that. I mean, meanwhile, you know, what they were going through then.
These
arguments just, they never stop. You know, it's like that scripture that says there's nothing new under the sun. When you really go back and you look even 100 years ago, and you see things like the governor of Florida, when the NAACP went to him and talked to him about the racial issues that were going on and the black men that were being lynched in the state of Florida at the time. And he says, you know, you're instead of talking to us about the lynching going on, you need to be talking to black people about crime in the black community. You know what I mean? And this was back in the early 1900s that they were saying things like this. And they're still using those same excuses and scapegoats to this very day to justify the mistreatment of black people. So nothing ever changes.